holiday festival that we have here this evening. Everybody's in a very joyous mood. To my right, Mrs. Guerin is so joyous. So we have a little business to do, and then we'll have a meeting, then we'll have a little party. So saying all that, motion to call the meeting to order. We don't need a motion. Resolution 445 has to be amended on the floor, which I am going to do the amendment. It's in bold print into your packet. All right. Don did a lot of work here, and he has you want to give everybody a sheet or no?
Sure.
Don wants to give everybody a sheet regarding what he found out. Let's keep it quiet so we don't have to reimburse anybody. All right. Motion to move with the resolve, with the amendment. Move. Second.
Second.
Any discussion? First, we have to do with the amendment. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And then with the amendment that's attached to it.
I'll move the resolution as amended.
I'll second.
Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
455.
Don't we want to talk about it?
Oh. I asked any discussion. I didn't hear anything. Okay.
Well, let's we'll pull it back. Let's see what it means. This came out. I was concerned. We all were concerned about the city of New York not going as fast as they could in order to reimburse. And they were. My understanding is that the town of Denning was advised that it would be covered, and it should be. And it should. If they're not, we should make them whole if we participated in any way. The resolution is a good resolution, but the numbers that are involved concern me. So I asked Deputy Executive Sudlow to see how many people fit into this, because he indicated to me that there were more than just the one town. And what you're looking at, the sum of the towns that are eligible, according to Mr. Sudlow's notification, comes to about $125,000. So that money is not in the budget at this point. And the budget's been delivered, and it would have to come out of contingency. So
what's MWBE?
Minority and Women Business Enterprise Compliance.
Okay.
You have to have minimums for contracts. Like the state has a set aside of 20% or 30%, and then you have to show you make a faith effort to identify and use minority and women firms.
So has the town supplied that?
I think the towns have it's a very long piece of time. My understanding is the towns have done everything that they can. And they really do deserve to have somebody pick up the tab. For us to pick up the tab now, going in without the ability to change the budget, concerns me. And, do as you like, but it's just not the $25,000. It becomes $125,000. Because any legislator sees this is going to say, well, where does my town fit in? And then it'll move forward. To the best of my knowledge, when I talked to Mr. Sudlow, he indicated that they're still working on it as of 2 weeks ago, because I talked to him last week. But they keep doing that. And it's been a very long time, and John is right. We have to find the time to do it. And I think it's the right thing to do. I don't know if it's the right thing right now, because tonight's our last meeting. And then the new legislature is going to be saddled with figuring what I do for this $125,000. Does it come out of contingency? Does it look other? But it's the right thing to do.
Just a follow-up. Well, so is this CMO money that they had to expend the money to repair, and then they get?
Yeah, but it went through four or five. Unless you know better.
It was. It was originally the towns and the county were not going to get reimbursed like 25%. Then the state said, we'll cover that, because it was all going to come from the federal government. The state has yet to reimburse on their share that they said they would cover.
And my understanding is that the county went to the towns and told them what it was, and they did it in good faith. And so if we're responsible, we ought to pay. Just now seems to be a hard time after the budget has come and the new group is coming in. And personally, I think we can vote on it one way or the other, but if we're held to the new year, then everybody would have a say who's going to be affected in the legislature.
All right, so what's before us tonight is $25,300 coming out of contingency for 2015. What Don is saying, there's other towns that might be eligible for monies that might come out of going to come out of 2016 budget. The question becomes where? Most likely contingency, unless we find it somewhere else.
So on the vote, I didn't know you would do it. I thought we were voting to put it on the table, but I would have to be a no on it only because the timing of it is wrong.
The timing of what? The $25,000?
Well, for everything, because in the next year...
We're not dealing with anything but the $25,000 tonight.
That's right, except the door is open and everybody will walk through. It's up to everybody who wants to do it. I just don't think it's the timing is wrong. I think it's the right thing to do.
Nice. Gracie?
I think Don, your points are, for me, well articulated. I have a couple questions. This resolution says that Ulster County has failed to complete the required steps to facilitate the grant process. Has Bob Sudlow spoken to this committee or to another committee about the county's failure, or is that just alleged in this resolution? I mean, I recall this issue coming up, and I think maybe someone from the executive's office could tell me if I'm incorrect, coming up at Soil and Water, because I think Soil and Water facilitated part of this.
This one?
Yeah, all of these, because Dennis is nodding his head, yes.
Soil and Water was involved in how the funding got there to the town.
Okay.
Yeah, because at the board of Soil and Water, over the past year and a half, we've been trying to facilitate the flow of information from Bob to the board of Soil and Water, because they've talked about these towns needing money, but it is more than just Denning. It's Lloyd, it's Saugerties, it's Town of Ulster, it's multiple towns. So, one, I would want to confirm if, in fact, there was a failure, what the failure was and where it was. And two, I'd want to be clear, I don't think it's fair to have a resolution for just one town when there's multiple towns potentially on the docket. The other thing is the state eventually going to reimburse? I mean, I think we're operating in a vacuum of information right now.
I can talk to a minimal amount of it. This has been going on and on, and it's gone through many different organizations in the state, maybe three or so, and then people have left, and it's never been resolved. And they said, well, you didn't do something, and then you wind up not having to do it. So everything is changing. But yet, nonetheless, they're not getting the money that they put out in good faith. They should be. However, these other people other towns are equally involved. So the question then comes in, and they're still working on this. Bob said that he just talked to the new person who wanted it, but then that's been going on all along, so there's nothing new in it. It's a year or two that it's been going on. So he thought he was making headway, but he thought he was making headway before, too. It's a continuing, and John said, well, enough is enough, it's time. And maybe it is, but I don't want to go into it knowing that this whole thing is going to, from what is here, it's about $125,000, not just the $25,000. And I just don't know. The budget's gone, and we're going to pull $125,000 out of contingency. That's the way it looks if it goes forward. So everybody choose for yourself.
Chris?
If I could just provide a bit of background. This money was originally approved, I believe, back in 2012, if not earlier than that.
By who?
By the state.
Okay.
Through certain programs after Hurricane Irene. And the town of Denning applied for and was approved to receive certain monies. And as part of this program, our county was required to facilitate the payout of this grant money. I think it flowed from the federal government to the state, to a fund that was managed by a quasi-state agent, then to us. And it was due to our failure at the county level that they did not receive this money. There's no dispute about what happened. It's a matter of us getting this issue on the docket for the council that approves the release of the money. That's it. All the paperwork was filed. We had a meeting with members of the administration, the legislative offices, and we were advised by the gentleman who oversaw the program that we had to add this issue to the docket at the next council meeting. They have them every month. This was a year and a half ago. For whatever reason, it never happened. So for us to say that it's anybody's fault except for our own would be not accurate. And I think at the very least, we would hope that the money would be paid out over the next year so we wouldn't have to front the money to all the towns that relied upon our promises to help facilitate them on getting the funds in the first place.
Because it's too late to apply? Or too late to... But
they were going. That's what Bob was talking about.
But right, no, it's not too late. So we're hopeful that it will be completed within the next year. So the idea that somehow we're going to be fronting this money and it's not going to come out of the state fund is not accurate.
So we are going to get reimbursed? That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. DJ?
So following up with what Tracy said, there's other towns that are owed this money. What process then do we have to go through to get those towns in the line so that they can get their money as well, so that we,
provided they filled out the paperwork appropriately, we just have to talk to the gentleman who runs the program down in Manhattan, have it added to the agenda, and then they approve it.
Services at the town level or not.
I think there's some new person. He was talking about a late. There's a lot that I talked with him about. I mean, it's changed hands in different venues three times now that I know of, and they keep going to the same thing, and I'm not sure that it hasn't been requested to be put on the docket, and people do that. So it's fine. If you want to hear from Mr. Sudlow, that's up to anybody wants to do. You want to move on based upon what we're hearing, that's fine too, but it's not clean, and it's not sure, and I'm not sure that if the money was put aside, it's still aside, and I don't know where it is. But if it is, great, let's get it.
Tracy?
Two things. I mean, one's for Chris. I'm trying to gain clarity on what the county's failure was exactly. And the second thing is, to TJ's question, this resolution is having us front the money for Denning only, one of multiple towns, which strikes me as highly unfair. If we agree that there's been some wrong, which I need clarification on what exactly we as a county did wrong, if we agree that there's some wrong, why are we only writing it for one town?
Because that's the only town that was brought before us.
Well, I mean, that's very short-sighted.
We're not saying that we're not going to do the other towns. We're just not going to do it for this resolution.
Can we amend it?
Can you amend it? Why don't we just put this on hold until we have more information and find out the answers to some of the questions we're being bantered about right now? Yeah. Yes.
I mean, who initiated?
Hold on, please.
Is the sponsor of it? He said that
who's the resolution?
Hold on, please.
It's John's resolution.
4 minutes away. If you could just wait until he gets here on that one, you can move on.
Okay. Well, can Chris answer my question on what exactly was the county's failure?
Sure. We didn't complete the paperwork, and we didn't ask that it be added to the agenda.
But that's an after-the-fact paperwork. You're saying added to the agenda when? You know what I mean?
I had a meeting.
This is about the women, and I mean, this supposedly had to do with procurement procedures within each town that had to do with minority and women-owned businesses.
That's why they didn't get the rest of
the money.
I don't know if that's accurate.
That is accurate.
I mean, that's
definitely accurate.
I don't have any information.
According to Dennis, it's accurate.
And the town of Ulster's also.
But what, according to the state, that's the problem.
Mr. Chairman, I don't mean to interrupt, but John is...
You already did, but I understand.
So can we just...
We will put it on hold. We will, if the committee itself... Did we vote on?
Yes.
Why don't we skip over this?
You already passed.
You passed.
Unanimously.
Yeah, you already pooped.
Yeah.
I believe the legislative
majority is not going to change. What's that? All right, hold on. How can we open this back up?
Make a motion to rescind the vote.
Okay, is that
There's
proper?
No motion.
If the amendment already passed.
It's already passed.
You kidding? No way.
Just wait on the resolution.
Go back.
You already passed the resolution.
You already passed it.
Answer my question. Is there any way to rescind the vote? In
sure, you can have somebody make a motion.
And Carl just made a motion.
Someone second it. What was the motion?
So to rescind the vote.
Do you want me to just withdraw my motion? But it's already voted on.
Right. I'll second.
You got to rescind. Rescind.
I'll second. To reopen.
To reopen?
Yep.
All right. So Carl did that. TJ.
I'll second.
All right. All in favor to rescind it for now until John gets here to have a discussion.
Aye.
All right. Anybody against? Okay. Let's go on. He'll be back in 5 minutes. 455.
Mr. Chairman, yes. I'd like to withdraw that for this meeting.
and it will be reintroduced in the new legislature in 2016. And I'd just like to thank the county attorney and deputy executive Sudlow for their diligence in this. What we're doing is going to sit down with NYSDOT and cross every T and dot every I.
All right.
Responsibilities of the traffic circle.
Any questions for Jim on that? If not, it's going to be pulled for future date.
I like withdrawn.
Withdrawn, whatever. 458, adopting proposed local law number 19 of 2015, a local law applying salary revision for certain elected officials serving for fixed terms.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? Going once? Going twice? No discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Up
to the
floor. 479.
Everybody voted yes.
479, authorizes preliminary planning design for the replacement of Carmen. The Carmen what?
Liberta
Bridge in the town of New Paulson. For the County of Ulster, at the maximum estimate cost of $30,000, authorized the issue of $30,000 bonds of said county to pay the cost thereof.
Move it.
Second?
Second.
Discussion?
I don't even want to see the traffic in New Paulson.
No discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
480, establish capital project 459, provide for design and engineer for the Ulster County Rail Trail project along Ashton Reservoir. Ashton.
I'll move it.
So moved. Second.
Discussion. No discussion.
Got anything to say, Chris?
I just wanted to thank Tracy and the UND Corridor Committee and Ken and Jeanette. Jim was on it. Carl. I think they did a thorough vetting. It was pretty amazing. We got to a 9-0 vote. I was pretty proud of the committee. And Tracy even lost her voice in the process. She's back in action. But I think it's everybody gave a little. And I think this capital project now is in full conformity with your new policy that's moving forward.
Any other discussion?
Mr. Chairman, yes. If I could just weigh in, you know, after those thanks, I'd like to thank Ken and Chris and Dennis and the executive's office for their assistance during our work. It was really a collaborative effort, and the trails community and the rails folks, everybody came together and Ernie Hunt from the railroad. Everybody came together. I think that we've got the best product for the people of Ulster County.
All right. Any other discussion? If not,
yes.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
430. Whatever the things that we did.
486. Approving the execution of a contract amended in excess of $50,000 entered by the county, multi-county, community development corp, Department of Social Services.
Move it.
Second.
We're extending this because the original contractor couldn't finish the contract, or there was something wrong.
We've been out to bid for a new provider.
We're just
in the process of selecting a new provider. Given the nature of the services, we wanted to extend the contract for a couple of months so that we kept continuity of services.
Okay. I knew it was something like that.
You don't have a contract with them.
No. Okay, then we don't have a problem. Because
I had to kind of
go
ahead to the assessor.
All right.
And
it's
very clear,
we
don't have a contract.
All right, the question here is multi-county. They pay some of the rents of my tenants. My tenants pay multi-county. Multi-county then reimburse them.
That's not
this. No. It's not this? All right, but I just wanted to make it clear.
These are coordinated services for some...
it's children.
Very high-need children in our community that... without this contract, we're in the process. We've just gone out to bid. We're selecting a new contractor for the services. If we don't do this contract, we won't have any continuity. We want to make sure we continue to have the therapy and the related services for these children into the new contract. You'll see a new contract probably in January or February for the new provider.
Right, because this one expires at the end of this
Correct.
One. So, but you don't...
No.
But I think Legislative Genentee is just disclosing that,
yep.
But you don't have, it's not the same thing.
It's the same provider, but it's a different contract.
Gotcha. Yep. All right, any other questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anybody against? If not, 487, declaring certain property owned property located in the town of Warsing acquired by the county through the Greater Catskill Flood Remediation Program to be surplus property and authorize the commercial finance to sell real property to the highest bidder pursuant to Section 215.6 of New York State County Law. Moved.
Move it.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion?
Is Mr. Wendell going to buy his property back?
Sorry, no.
Can we have a sealed bid process? He may not. I don't know. I just kidding. Yeah.
Any other discussion?
It's good comic relief as you drive down through there.
Favorite person of mine.
You need a second.
We got a second?
Yeah.
John, Jim. Any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All righty. Going back to resolution 445. We took a vote, John. We rescinded the vote because they said you were coming. So we're going to move it. Someone make a motion to move it. Second?
Second.
All right, for discussion. John, I mean, you weren't here when Don was talking about the. He had a concern about the other towns. There's a listing here of other towns that affect. We're only taking $25,000 out of contingency for 2015. The rest is not funded for next year. We probably have to fund it from somewhere. Chris chimed in that there was a that there was a concern of lacking of what the county was supposed to responsibility was. That's why it was never followed through, and we did not get the extra the monies that were talking about in this resolution through the various towns. We have to add additional paperwork and submit some forms of various types. He feels that we're capable. Is that correct, Dennis? And the reason why these weren't paid because there was issues regarding minority-owned businesses or various other factors such as that.
I think the issue is procurement at the town level. I think Tracy articulated that as well. And so the county has to essentially, as a sponsor of this, basically indicate that the procurement was done correctly. The county is the recipient. The towns are listed, I think, are sub-recipients under this. So we end up being responsible for their activities.
All right, so the bottom line, if we authorize this to be paid out tonight to Denny, are we going to be reimbursed that $25,000 from a state agency or federal agency? No?
I can't answer that.
John, you want to add anything?
First of all, for whatever reason, the paperwork didn't come through. Everybody always brings up the other three towns. They didn't come and talk to us about it 2 years ago. I asked Chris to help because he can talk the talk. The issue that was just brought up about minority-owned business was resolved almost 2 years ago. These folks are still waiting. It was put on the agenda, then it didn't get on the agenda, then it was put back on the agenda from all I know. And those folks, nobody came to me from the county or anywhere and said, the state's not following through right. It just comes from the town that they haven't received their money, and the $25,000 is more than just a pittance to them. Mr. Quigley told me that Somebody from around called and said, well, you know, you're owed $9,600. And he said, let's try to take care of Denning first. We'll keep working to straighten ourselves out. The money comes to the county, but you asked last week to make sure there was an amendment to it that said, should for some reason the county go to the town, it would be paid back. Mm-hmm. This is refundable. It's money owed. I think in the packet that Chris has, we saw the comments from the state senators and all the other folks working on it, emails back and forth, letters. This is what we should be all about, trying to help a smaller community. Going to get the money back. And for them, it's more than just a pittance. Mm-hmm. So we worked on it for, it's almost 20 months. Finally, we put the resolution in. And now, of course, you know, town of Ulster's owes some money. Well, they never called me and said, could you help me process this information. The town of Lloyd never called me and asked me. I wouldn't know that they were owed any money unless they said something to me. Kind of glad they did in a way, because this is a lot smaller than adding them all up. But this is what cooperation is all about. This is what shared services are all about. This is what we should be dealing with to try to make the things right. That's a community up there that doesn't even have a chance to expand their base because they supply the city of New York with all their clean, green water, and they have very little they can do with their property to build a tax base. So to me, it's really just an issue of fairness.
I guess the question, it was discussed earlier that, you know, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 other towns that, I'll take 5 other towns that have, you know, it could be, we might be, if we're going to do it for one town, we might be doing it with the 5 other towns. And if we do that, just to let it be known that it's a financial responsibility that we have not budgeted for 2016, that we would have to make some kind of financial arrangements if we're going to proceed to pay these other towns this cost involved.
I understand. This goes back 2 years.
I totally it's understand, not like but I just so everybody understands the whole picture. James?
Mr. Chairman, being one of the town, or excuse me, the legislator represents one of the towns that is...
No, Jim, we're not adding it.
Supposedly owed some money. And I thank John, the chairman, for his comments. But would you be able to, Chris, would you be able to share the research that you have done? A lot of what I've heard tonight is new, but I have heard other stories of how we got to the same point on why we're here. But the research that you did, letters from senators, things like that, would you be able to share?
Sure, I can share whatever documentation I have with you. That's not a problem. But I can speak to firsthand conversations that were had between myself, a member of the executive's office, the chairman, and the administrator of this program in Manhattan. We had a meeting, and he told me, all you need to do is request that it be added to the agenda. He told me, this is a professional, he told me that. I have no reason to doubt him, that's a firsthand comment. The issue with the paperwork regarding minority run, that was filed, okay? That was filed by the town over 2 years ago.
So what do we have to do to add it?
Rich, just one other thing.
Yep.
The two towns on the back, they're in my district. They never came for help.
They will next week.
Well, that's all right. It's not going to happen that way. I mean, it takes time.
Mm-hmm. Tracy?
I'm just curious. Is it, in the cases of the four towns that are on the front, is it the towns that are out the money or the contractors?
Towns.
They paid the contractors.
In reliance on the representation, they paid.
So what do we? The simple question is, what do we have to do to get these other folks added to the agenda down there? Is it as simple as sending them a letter?
Chris, can you answer that? Or Dennis? I mean, how do you get the other?
I can't speak to the other towns at this point.
The other 5 towns. Other 6 towns, really. I mean, how do we get all the towns? Not just
see. I don't know, and I don't think anybody here knows if all the other towns' paperwork is up to snuff. I can't answer that. You just heard Chris say that we had a meeting, a first-hand meeting, that at that point, Dennis's paperwork was up to snuff. I don't know about the other ones. So we could say, well, we're going to, let's work to get them done. That's fine, but we're not asking for them because I do not know if they fulfill their obligations.
Chris, can you follow through with this through the county executive office?
Sure.
Down in New York City and see exactly what we have to do, what we can do regarding not only this one, but all the other ones.
Sure.
All right. Any other discussion? That's what we're going to do, TJ.
Okay.
That's
good.
Sufficient?
Yeah, let's get him added. I mean, before I think Tracy makes a good point. Let's take care of
what's that?
I want to hear what the vote is before I vote.
Okay. You want to hear if the vote is before you vote?
Yeah, because it matters.
Okay. Any other discussion? If not, we're only voting on one tonight, so let's make that very clear, okay? Or any other discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anybody against?
No. When this, before you were here, John, I announced that they need the money. If we did something wrong, they should get the money.
My only concern was is how it would affect next year's budget. Let's look around the table. I'm the only one who's not going to be here next year. So if everybody here feels that it's okay, that's fine. I think I've done my job here to bring it out. This is what it is, and if you're all okay with it, fine, then I'll vote yes, even though I think it's going to impact the budget. If you feel you can deal with it, fine, you can deal with it. That's great. But I didn't want to bury this thing, and I certainly think they all deserve the money. If we said they didn't get the money, they need to get the money. So on that basis, I'll vote yes.
Thank you.
Well, hopefully, you know, first of all, I want to thank you for doing the due diligence to bring this out. I just want to thank you and John and everybody else. There again, hopefully, if we do approve it, hopefully we'll get reimbursed. We know we're not out the money either. So. Yes.
Unless the Lord takes me away, do you want me to work on this with the other towns? I mean, you know,
I would.
Can certainly work with Chris if we can. I don't want somebody to say, "What are you coming into my town for?" But
well, John, I think what we asked Chris to do, along with the county exec office, because they've been part of this, correct? Somebody, one of your agencies, to basically see exactly, like you said, if the paperwork is in place, not in place. And if it's not, what do we have to do to get it in place? We would assist them. I mean, I don't know.
I'm just asking a rhetorical question in a way. I mean,
right, I know. You'd be calling tomorrow these five other towns, basically. Jim?
Mr. Chairman, both chairmen, I'd be happy to sit down with the chairman. I think all the legislators who represent these towns, we should all sit down together so we find out exactly, you know, where this thing got off track and get it back on track.
All right, so Jim? That you're going to lead the charge here, you and John.
John.
All right. You can come back in a couple months and let us know where you are.
Yep.
All right. Any other discussion? If not, did we take the final vote? I know Don voted yes. All right. So it's unanimous.
Motion to adjourn.
Hold on. Any other discussion? No other discussion. Carl. Motion to adjourn. Second. All righty, thank you. Have a nice evening.